to another episode of the Ripple Intent Podcast. I am one of your hosts, John Grant, and with me is Kyle Mishkrowski. Say hello to our listeners, Kyle.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Thanks for listening.
So we're happy to have you join us again. For those of you who are relatively new to us, Ripple Intent is a nonprofit organization which is focused on making work better. And when we change our mindsets and build some awareness, we can improve our team cultures and make the workplace a better place for all of us. So we are excited for this episode to have our guest, Mark Bakhoven, join us. Mark, introduce yourself for our listeners.
Hey, everyone. Mark with Swinnerton. In the pre-construction role, and I stumbled upon Ripple Intent 5 years ago by chance, and it's completely changed just the way I operate and how I've been able to create teams and change my work environment. So I'm excited to be here.
Thanks, Mark. You're always understated. One of the things that has really drawn us to you is your passion for being a better human at work. We've heard and seen you do this in all of our events, our breakfast clubs, our symposiums. You've been a very active participant. And one of the things I love the most is that you are great about actually putting the things we talk about into practice. And so you have spent a lot of thought, a lot of energy, really working to transform your teams, the people that work with you. And we can see that you had a huge impact. So thank you for being here and spending a little time with us and sharing your thoughts today.
Well, thanks for that. And yeah, I'm on a journey, right? Just taking one step at a time and trying to learn every day to be a little better and bring others along with me.
Hey, let's go back to that understated thing for a second. Was 5 years ago, was that the first symposium you came to? Were you up there giving the speech, or was that the second time?
That was the second symposium. The first symposium, I found you online, and I sat in the very back corner because I didn't even know what this thing was. I just was attracted to, hey, we're changing the way we work, and I want to be a part of that. So,
for those of you who don't know, we do a Ripple Intent hosts a 2-day symposium every year, and it's been in Denver for a few years since COVID. We've been in places like Phoenix and Portland in the past. But Mark and was invited to speak at one of our events. We host a number of what we call 7-minute speakers, where we grab people from in the industry or around the area and say, hey, you've got a good story, and I think you should get up there and share it. And Mark, of course, first reaction was no. As this many, I'm not going to get up and stand in front of a bunch of people and tell them my story. That's just not super comfortable. And I don't think I have a good story to share. And that speaks, I think, Mark, a lot to your humble nature. And so of course we all said, yeah, you do. So you're going to get up there and you're going to speak. And so we practiced, and I think you stood up there on the stage and you didn't move. You had your hand in your pocket and you practiced. And then when we did the actual event, you got up there and you stood in the same place and you had your hand in your pocket and you didn't move. And this guy was the highest rated 7-minute speaker still to date. The number of people who gave you personal shout outs in their evaluations of the overall event was through the roof, through the roof. And I remember when I shared that with you and you're like, oh, okay. Oh, well.
Yeah.
And that was just awesome. I mean, it was so cool. And what you shared, and then us being able to work with you, and then of course eventually joining our symposium planning team and being a part of crafting the event. It's just been an awesome journey, and I've been really, really blessed to get to know you over the years, man. So yeah, thanks for being here and thanks for being a part of what we do, and for your tenacity and constantly, like John said, carrying this stuff forward. It's inspiring, and it's also kind of overwhelming. Like, man, how does this guy do it? So I'm glad you're here to tell us how to do it.
Yeah. I'll try to share. It's always helps when someone pushes you up on that stage. So thanks for the opportunity.
Let me go ahead and sort of tee up our topic for today's conversation. And again, this is like right in your wheelhouse, Mark. This is so you. So what we're going to talk about is vulnerability. And, for a lot of folks, whether you're in the construction industry or any other workplace, vulnerability can be really hard. And historically or traditionally, we often think that it's completely frowned upon, right? I'm going to stay in construction for a few minutes. The traditional mentality is of, these tough, quiet men, right? It's historically men who, you don't share anything about how you're feeling or, even outside of beyond construction, everyone, you show up to work, you leave all your baggage, your context, whatever it may be, at the door, right? And you don't bring it in. And what we unfortunately see is that actually has had an incredibly negative impact on people from an overall wellness standpoint, right? I love, Kyle, how you often refer to, what you always learn coming up, growing up in the Midwest, is just tamp down those feelings and, tuck it all away. And, then eventually you're not working anymore, right? So you tamp it down, don't share, keep it to yourself. And that's what everybody else wants to hear. And what I think we find is the reality is that people want something else, right? So there are a couple of references I really love that I'm going to share with our listeners. The Culture Code by Daniel Coyle. He's really takes vulnerability into an interesting place. And also Brené Brown from Dare to Lead. So these are wonderful resources if you want to go and look at this a little bit more to kind of understand how you can change your worldview just by opening the door with vulnerability. And one of the things that we've learned is that, vulnerability in the workplace isn't sharing your deepest, darkest secrets, right? At work, most people don't even want to know your deep, dark secrets, but it can look like a whole lot of different things. And so, as you can really truly change the nature of your relationships with the people that you work if you learn how to share just a little bit more of yourself. And so, kind of with that tee up, I want, Mark, I'd love for you to just kind of dive in and sort of share your experience with, how you've learned to practice what vulnerability looks like, what it's really meant for you. And I guess one more thing before I let you go, Mark had this moment in one of our breakfast clubs where we were talking about vulnerability. And I love sharing this. This is like one of the statements that sits with me the most. Is that we were talking about what it means to people, what vulnerability means. And a lot of folks grew up learning that you're not vulnerable. Don't be vulnerable, right? Vulnerability is a sign of weakness. And so Mark shouts out in the middle of the thing, like you could tell he was like, the tea kettle, he had just had enough. And he was like, this is ridiculous. So he shouts out, vulnerability is not a weakness. And I love it. That kind of sat with me. And I take that wherever I go. If I'm going to tee up this conversation for a group, that's the first thing that hits my memory. So Mark, with that, yeah, can you just kind of share with us what does this look like for you? How have you put it into play?
Yeah, so well, to start, it wasn't always that way, right? I grew up in the Midwest like Kyle, and I grew up believing, vulnerability was a weakness. Don't share. And even my first boss was like, you have to be strong. Here's your desk, here's your door, shut your door, don't let people see your emotions. Because we're in construction, it's the macho culture, and we're in charge. You always have to be the boss. And I tried that for 6 months, and I was like, this is miserable, and this is not working. And that's where I started on this journey of vulnerability of what does it look like? What does it look like to open myself up and to create general, you know, genuine relationships with the people I work with, and not just a kind of like a power relationship of I'm in charge, you're in charge. And I think one of the things I started with, I'll tell a story of, you know, again, going back to vulnerability and what it was my wife surprised me on Easter Sunday. She said, "Hey, you know, get in the car. I got a surprise for you. And look, I'm in pre-construction. I don't like surprises. I like to plan everything out." And so we get in the car. My parents took our 2-year-old to babysit him. And I was like, "Okay, we're going to brunch or whatever." And we start driving. And we pass downtown. We pass Cherry Creek. I'm like, where are we going? And she turns onto Peña Boulevard. And I freak out. And I'm, you know, "Hey, I'm important. You know, I have a job. I have meetings. I have clients. I have teammates I need to be with." And she's like, "It's okay. Like, you know, you can work remotely. You can, you know, you always talk about like life work balance. What does this actually look like?" And I still had this panic moment where I'm just like, "I can't do this." And then I realized, like, wait, what does this look like in practice, right? What does this actually mean? And I sat in the airport and wrote an email to all of my clients saying, "Hey, my wife surprised me for my 40th birthday. We're going to go see my favorite band, who happens to be the Killers, in their opening concert in Las Vegas. I'll be back in 2 days. I'll make it up to you. You know, I didn't miss any deadlines and everything, you know." And I then wrote that in my out of office reply as well. And just shared a little bit of, you know, "Hey, what's going on in my life?" And there's that fear, right? Of, "Oh no, clients are going to be upset, or subcontractors are going to be upset. One of my teammates is going to be upset because I canceled the check-in meeting." And I went to Vegas, saw the concert. It was amazing. Had a great time with my wife, came back and opened up my computer. And the responses I got were unbelievable by sharing that insight into my life. You know, deeper connections with my clients, more stories of just life. And then, you know, it was amazing how even those project teams kind of shifted, right, from a little bit of a surface level into deeper connections about me sharing something simple. And so I've carried that on always with my out of office replies. I think that's the simplest thing to do as a starting point, right? There's so often I'll be out of the office, I'll be back on whatever, May 16th, June 16th. And it's so easy. Why not say, "Hey, I'm out of the office celebrating my 40th birthday with my wife in Las Vegas." Just give someone an insight. And that also reminds people that you're human, right? That, "Hey, I have life outside of work as well. And so maybe, you know, give me a break when I get back, or let's have that touch point when I get back, to talk about it, because maybe you're from Vegas, or maybe you love the Killers like I do." And then it builds that relationship. And then that just builds trust, which then, you know, creates a better project team and more successful projects going back to the work. So those are the little things that I've started with vulnerability, and I've just seen it transform. And then it starts to snowball in every conversation that you have and go from there.
I love the humanizing component that you talk about. That's actually, you know, that story is amazing. Just that little thing with the out of office notifications, that, you know, whenever I get those, you actually started influencing me to then try and change how I share, right? So it's just that little, that is an easy little component, right? That just says, "Hey, I'm a person, right? There's another life that's going on, you know, and yeah, the work will get taken care of." So
exactly. Too often we, especially right after COVID, everything turns into virtual, right? So many emails, so many virtual meetings. And how do we bring that aspect, that hey, we're actually humans. We actually have, interests maybe outside of this project or the outside of this work. And the more we know about each other, it does build better connections and makes our work stronger and better.
And you had a practice with your team for a bit that you were sharing with me that really kind of resonated to even, just going to more things that people can do. You had mentioned to me at one point it was, sort of based off of that original 7-minute talk that we, arm twisted you into giving, that you actually then kind of spun that and had your teammates do a little, share who I am kind of thing in order to build connection. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so that's a great, right? You guys pushed me in front of that stage, right? And made me take that next step. And so I decided to do the same thing with my team and very take 5 to 7 minutes and share something you're passionate about. And again, the same, you can do it easily, right? Do it once a month. Just have one person from your team do it once a month, or you do it all in one setting. I've done it actually 3 times with my team now. New people get it, and then I say, well, people have done it before. We're still going to do it again, but you have to pick a new topic, share something new, and kind of change it up. But it builds that connection, right? It's not hard, but it pushes people a little bit out of their comfort zone. But it's actually amazing how many people run over the 5 to 7 minute topic, right? You get them talking about something they're passionate about their life, about their family, about one of their hobbies. And it just, every time I'm like, hey, we had 7 minutes, you guys understand this. Too often people run over when they're talking about something that they're passionate about. And so I think that that's just another easy thing, right? You can start with your own team, sharing something personal, sharing something you're passionate about, and then, set that example, and then all your team will follow, and it creates just a better culture within your team.
So I want to be real specific about this because you're asking them to speak about something they're passionate about. I know because I've had this challenge with a lot of different people. I've had one person say that they will not participate in 360 reviews at work. The 360s where you're doing an annual review or performance review. And so you ask your peers and you ask your colleagues for information, anonymous or not. And I've had people who say, I will not participate in that because I've seen that used as a weapon to fire people. I've had people who in icebreakers and in conversations, they'll say, wow, you are all oversharers. I'm not participating in this. I'm not comfortable. I'm not going to participate in this. Or what I think we see a lot of is the I want to wade into vulnerability. And so the way I'm going to do that is in this month's meeting, we're going to spotlight John, and John's going to tell us about his kids and his vacation and his history and where he went to school and like how he likes to ride a bike. And I'm bored out of my mind because this is the dumbest thing in the world. But look, there's pictures of him and some horses and his wife. And okay, great. These are all where people have leaned into it but miss. And so unfortunately, a lot of people have that experience and go, yeah, it's not going to work where I work, or that's just not for me. How do you help folks overcome that?
Yeah, right. I think there's a wading into vulnerability. It's a process, right? And it took me a couple years to build it with my team, right? And it starts by example, right? I can't come in and say, John, go give a 5-minute speech and just spotlight John right away. It starts by having simple conversations, starting with simple things like telling your team that you're going on vacation and having that out of office reply. We started with our team saying, you can't say, hey, when you ask, hey, how's it going? You can't say good, busy, or tired, because that's what we hear 99% of the time. Not that we need to overshare, but give me something a little deeper than good, busy, or tired. and actually take the 30 seconds to 90 seconds to check in with someone versus just having the, oh, how are you doing? Good. Just keep walking on. And so it takes those little steps. And then as a manager, the person, you don't even have to be a manager. When I started, you know, I wasn't leading the department. I wasn't leading our company. But bringing this up all the time, just little things that, hey, I'm struggling with this. Hey, this happened, and therefore I might not be able to give more than 40 hours this week because this, you know, something's happening to my life. And it can just be as simple as that, right? You don't need to overshare that XYZ happened. It can just be, hey, something happened outside of my work life that's kind of distracting me right now. So right now I can only give 40 hours this week. And that's just been really powerful that, you know, that creates that team that says, hey, Mark has something going on. I'm going to help him out. Cause I know that, you know, there's something else. And then, you know, that leads to someone else sharing a week or 6 months later. And it just kind of snowballs from there, but it has to be, you have to start slow and you have to wade in and pretty slowly.
I think it's really important to note because I first heard lead by example, but then you said, well, I wasn't in charge. I wasn't a leader. So I was doing it by example. And whether or not you're doing it intentionally or making sure people noticed it intentionally, doesn't really matter. You just were doing it. But I like the how you wade. You're recommending people wade into it. Don't jump into it on the deep end. Because that can be, that's a shock to the system. I mean, to sit in a meeting with people that you've worked with for a long time and then all of a sudden decide, okay, today's the day, I'm going to bear it all. You know, it's the Jerry Maguire moment. And for those of you who are old enough to know that reference, and then everyone goes, okay, moving on. It's definitely, in your experience, little more measured, more thoughtful, and a slow progression.
Exactly. It's baby steps when you start. And part of that was my journey, right? Because when I started, I didn't even understand vulnerability, that it was, you know, I was coming from a place that, hey, this is a weakness. And then it was like, wait, I tried an out of office reply. Hey, I shared this and it created a better experience. You know, I was actually vulnerable and transparent with a client, and it created a stronger connection because I actually told him the truth versus trying to, you know, deflect things and blame other people. And you're like, wow, this is a success. This built. And it keeps being stepping stones, which, you know, just snowball effect again. And then your team starts seeing, wow, something's different. And wait, why does this person have more connections with people or deeper connections with a client or with subcontractors or other teammates? What's your secret? And you're like, it's not a secret. There's no secret formula. It's just little intentionalities every day, every week showing up.
I love that. And you started with yourself, right? And instead of just say, hey, okay, right, Kyle, you're next. You're up first, right? You actually started and said, hey guys, let's do this with intention. This is what I would like to build, and let me share something.
Yeah, it was, hey, I'm on this journey and I've seen this, you know, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I've tried to do this and I've found this, that is transforming my relationships professionally and personally. And it's kind of created a better life for me. And I'd like to invite you in on the journey, right? And kind of just sharing my story and why it was working. And then it wasn't like, and now John, you're up, and Kyle, you're up in 7 minutes after John. No, it was, okay, we're going to start talking about this. I'm going to start sharing more. What does this mean? Without, you know, just kind of even talking about what does this mean and how could it be, you know, how can it be a weak or not a weakness? And then that just led to people sharing, right? And And also being very conscious that, some people aren't going to be there right away, and that's okay. And, some people are going to wade in faster, and you'll see it. And other people, you can ask them and they might say good 20 times. And you're like, okay, but I'm going to still ask, hey, how's it going? And you're going to say good. And I'm going to say, okay, really? What does good mean? And then maybe after the 20th or 50th time, there'll be a breakthrough and they're going to share something, and you create the deeper connection. And I saw that as well, with, one of my teammates. It was months of just checking in, trying to talk, share more. And then all of a sudden we had a breakthrough, and then you start creating a deeper relationship and which, led to better conversations about how we can work better together. And how he can be better as an employee and better personally as well.
Man, I gotta ask you, how did you get to be this way? Like, is this always been you, or did you have like this big epiphany, aha moment, the clouds parted and became vulnerable and shined on your heart, because I always hear that that's another great that's good for you, but I can't do this because it's just not me. You always been this way, or has this been something that's developed over time?
No, it wasn't this way, right? I was an athlete. I was a construction worker. That was a macho, right? We could figure out anything. I could do anything. I was the best at anything, so don't question me. But I just, that worked until I was maybe, I don't know, 30. And then I was like, there's got to be more. This is not the relationships that I want. This is not the life that I want. And there wasn't an epiphany moment. There wasn't I read Brené Brown's book, which I read her book. And then I was like, I don't fully understand what she's talking about. So then I listened to her podcast and I'm like, still don't fully get it. and, go to meetings, talk to some other people, hear things, at a symposium or a breakfast club, and you're like, hey, this starts to make sense, but let me try something, right? And so it was a slow process, but again, it was like trying these little things and just seeing successes and seeing the genuine relationships that got built. So that first symposium I went to, there was a moment in one of the breakout rooms where I was vulnerable. I forget what even the question was, but I remember I was like, "Well, shit, this is going to be scary." But then I was like, "I'm going to actually share, not just say, everything's great." And I remember walking out a lady named Mackenzie and a guy named Greg were like, thanks for sharing. And then they shared something similar. They were in the hallway. And those people are still my friends today. I've never done a project with them, but we still connect and we have those deeper conversations. So it's been a process. It's been a journey. And I think to anyone that's starting on the journey is just try. And it's going to be scary, right? Because you're opening yourself up, and you don't know what the response is going to be, right? Even writing a simple out of office email, you're like, oh, what if someone knows I'm going to Hawaii or Las Vegas or Florida? But just try, and you'd be surprised with the connections that you'll make. And yeah, there's going to be someone that will say something, oh, you went on vacation again or something. But look, that's just part of life. And I would rather make those connections and have those conversations with people I meet, and work at a different level than just keep always having up this mask and having this front that I'm always in charge and I know everything. And so it's just been a journey. It was never an epiphany moment, or and I surely have not always been vulnerable.
So you talk about, right? I mean, really hear how this has kind of impacted you. And you talk about sort of the team cohesion, the relationships, but I'm still thinking in terms of your team members, as you had them go through that exercise or how you show up for them. What do you feel like the impact has been on those people? Like, what do you see for them coming out of this?
Yeah, so I mean, here's a quick example. I got a letter from one of my teammates' wives that said, "Thanks for having these conversations and bringing, I don't know what you're quite doing, but you've transformed my husband and it's affected our relationship." You want to talk about impactful? Like, you know, you're like, wow, I never thought that, you know, having these conversations at work would also then impact, you know, I've seen it in my own personal life, but seeing that happen with my teammates has been really impactful. And just seeing people change and understand that they have deeper relationships and that we actually genuinely care about each other and can talk about what's going on in our lives, work and, you know, personally and at work, has just really helped us become a team and become stronger because we're in it together versus, you know, all of us kind of putting up fronts and it's only about ourselves.
Oh, that's awesome. Oh, I could keep talking with you, but we're running short on our time. We're going to, man, this is awesome. I love this topic. So, let's wrap up with, we usually like to have a little key takeaway for folks. So, you know, let's start with you, Mark. There's one thing that you could share with people about the practice of vulnerability. What would it be?
The one thing is start small, but start, right? It's not going to come overnight, but take that first step. Maybe it's the out of office. Maybe it's the not accepting good, busy, or tired. Maybe it's just sharing something with your team. But start small. It's going to be scary. It's going to be awkward. But it'll transform it and it'll snowball and you can keep taking those steps. And I just encourage everyone, just try and you'll be shocked at the results.
Kyle, how about you?
I would say get on LinkedIn and go find Mark and go read his post about his out of office reply and his trip to go see the Killers. Hundreds of reactions, dozens of comments. Go read that. You want to see it in action. You want to hear the or read how he went about doing it, what he went through that experience. The day that he opened up our conversation here with about the trip to the airport, all the stuff that went on in his head and his heart during that time, and then how he reacted, and then how he took even the next step to share it with the world. You'll see vulnerability in action in one of those baby steps that he talked about. It's just a step, but it's a pretty big one, and one that is worth reading. So go find that.
I would say for me, it is about communicating with intent, right? So, you know, how we show up has a huge impact on the people around us. So if you want to show up and you also want to set the stage for why is important that I'm going to be vulnerable with you right now? I want to set the stage. I'm not just oversharing to overshare, but this is the culture that I would like to cultivate, you know, or the relationship I would like to cultivate, right? That, you know, you have to communicate the why, the intent behind what you're trying to accomplish, and that will make all the difference in the world. Mark, thank you so much for joining us and having this chat today.
Thank you. Thank you, Kyle and John. It's always great talking with you. And yeah, let's continue the conversation, as you always say.
Always, man. Yes. Pleasure to have you. Great, yeah. Great talking with you.
Absolutely. So listeners, thank you for joining us on this episode. please get involved. You can connect with us on LinkedIn or through our website, rippleintent.org. Join us at one of our events. And until then, we will look forward to joining you for our next episode.